Welcome back, Frank Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and we are joined today with our wonderful tax attorney slash CPA, Pat Gentile, who really has the handle and has been working with the craziest stories that you can ever think of. She's worked with clients from all walks of life, from all income levels, and she knows how to navigate the systems and the numbers at the IRS. And that there's no pun intended, but you really know what the laws are. You understand. This has been your specialty. This has been your field for so many years now. And how grateful are we to get this free tutorial with you. And welcome back. So you were in the middle of saying something.
Yeah,
that
thank
I
you.
Interrupted you.
Yes, where we left off before that break was I was discussing how you don't want a revenue officer, an IRS revenue officer, showing up at your door if you have not filed any previous tax return or returns. If you... Let me give you a story about a current case I have. This woman, and we were specifically even mentioning today that the IRS has increased its focus on taxpayers who haven't filed returns, and they're stepping up their efforts to visit high-income taxpayers, but that they might be stepping up their efforts to do that, but they're still going to visit taxpayers who just haven't filed. They've increased that focus, so they're going to step up the efforts on having a revenue officer show up at your door. And you don't, I can tell you that if you have tax issues, you haven't filed, you've had several notices come to you before they're going to show up at the door. This is the time that you want to hire a tax professional such as myself who specializes in tax representation, taxpayer defense, and resolution work, because as soon as you appoint a power of attorney on the proper IRS form, 2848, that power of attorney, that tax professional such as myself will file that right away with the IRS, and that will stop a revenue officer from coming to your door. Just that being on record will stop that. So if you haven't opened your notices, if you've been receiving them, you know that you have tax problems, whether you have balances due, you have non-filed returns, please get a tax professional. I actually represent clients nationwide because you don't have to do this in person. This type of work that I do, I can do it digitally, and the way technology is now, we can still be even face-to-face through Skype and video chatting and Zoom, et cetera. So you don't have to call the 1-800 numbers and mills, what do they call them, those tax resolution mills that
yes.
take your money and then you don't hear from them again, or et cetera. But what I want to say about this current client is she owns a floral shop. She's a florist. And while she was working, this was just a few months ago, the IRS showed up at her door. A revenue officer showed at her home. And her daughter was there and just said, "I'm sorry, she's not here. She's at work." And the revenue officer left, but left their, what I call their calling card, but it's their they actually have a business card and some information. They leave publications and stuff for taxpayers' bill of rights and their rights and et cetera. And she needed to call that person. Well, before she did that, she Googled a tax attorney and found me. And so, long story short, come to find out, she has 1 year of which she did not file. She happened to have to take and a very large, literally a full distribution of her IRA retirement plan, and use it to rebuild her home that was burnt. It had a fire, was burnt to the ground, I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Practically to the ground. Her whole, she had a two-story, yeah. So her whole top floor was gone. And the way insurance was delaying everything and doing the investigation before they'd pay out, et cetera, she had to take that distribution. She had to put herself up in, you know, extended hotel living, and then start having her home rebuilt, et cetera, months and months and months before insurance reimbursed her, and certain things they didn't even reimburse her for because, you know, there's always those clauses that say, you didn't read this fine print, but we don't reimburse for that. And long story short, she needed to file the return. She was afraid to file it, and now the revenue officer shows up at the door. But we quickly, I quickly filed my power of attorney. I do what I call a tax situation analysis of every case that comes in front of me. I analyze your IRS transcripts. You give me your facts and circumstances around your situation, maybe all your records, and see if maybe we even have to reconstruct your records like we did with her because of the fire. And
of course.
Yeah. And so, you know, where we are now at this point is she's a self-employed small business floral shop, plain and simple. That 1 year, it makes her look like she's loaded. You know, she's a high-income taxpayer, and she's got a big liability and penalties, which I believe we have reasonable cause, you know, to request abatement for due to the fire and the insurance delay. And here we are. We're going to submit for penalty abatement request, and we're also going to submit for an offer in compromise. Because when you look at what her real economic reality is of income as a small self-employed business, and she's in compliance every tax year before that and every tax year after that situation that year, we feel that she meets all the requirements to qualify for an offer in compromise, and that's what we're doing. So,
and we're almost out of time. That was
so
such a great
ahead,
story.
And all I can say is
give out your phone number. Me. Give out your number, please.
1-800-880-8388. Contact me now so I can at least do an analysis of your tax situation and avoid you having that visit, that horrifying visit from a revenue officer.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Pat Gentile. And we're going to take a quick break. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.